This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Sometimes yes or no just doesn't cut it. This case involved Melvin, a 16-year-old with an IQ of 62, turned himself into police, admitting he had killed a man whose body was found in a dumpster with a five-pointed star carved into his chest. At trial, Melvin's only responses to the judge's many questions were yes or no, even when those responses were clearly inappropriate. For example, when the judge asked Melvin about his rights and what is your wish, Melvin responded, no, sir. Melvin was convicted and sentenced to 47 years in prison. A new attorney argued Melvin's lawyer should have requested a hearing on the question of whether he was fit to stand trial. A federal appeals court agreed and reversed Melvin's conviction, noting that a psychologist testified that Melvin's mental status was readily apparent, and when asked about his case, it was obvious he had, quote, no clue. So Melvin will wait until he's fit to be tried, and as Eleanor Roosevelt once said, never allow a person to tell you no who doesn't have the power to say yes. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.